Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Gig Economy Podcast, episode 189. If you're listening to this, you're probably wondering why I'm talking like an idiot. This is the Thirsty Goose checking in.
Oh, I love it, man.
Dude, I thought about that not even a half a second before, as soon as it switched over, I grabbed it.
That's hilarious. Good. That is good.
So, oh, yes. My gosh. Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well. Thanks so much for joining us. Episode, like I said, 189. We're getting closer to 200. How's it going, Larry?
It is going well, my friend. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I started laughing. I feel like I need to cough.
Yeah, I might have to mute my mic a few times tonight. I've had this cough and I've had a sore throat for this is going on week four. So I'm going to the doctor tomorrow and see if they can figure out what's going on.
Oh, man.
I think it's just drainage from sinuses.
Yeah, Jimothy showed up, but now he's going back to work. Man, get rid of that W-2 job. That's lame, bro.
What's going on?
Hey, go to gigeconomyshow.com for everything, all news related in the gig economy. You can sign up for the newsletter and get notified when new episodes drop. I'd like to mention and thank our Patreon members, Samson, Steve, Bud, Omar, Delivery Cats, Jamie, Frank, Nate, John, Tom, Jim, who just checked in. Thank you guys so much for joining the Patreon and supporting this show, which we really, really appreciate it because it costs thousands and thousands of dollars to run this show. Larry doesn't come cheap. If you want to help me pay for Larry, go to patreon.com/thegigicon podcast. At the $5 tier, you get a pre-show banter. At the $10 tier, you get pre-show banter, an extra podcast a month, and you get ad-free episodes for that too. So, go ahead and support us if you feel like you need to, or you want to, or you just want to see Jason without pants. No, I'm just kidding. We won't show any of that. No one wants to see that. Right, Larry?
I will vouch for that, yes.
Okay, good. He's seen me without pants because we've roomed together. But I had underwear on. I'm just going to clarify that. Also,
clarify that for sure.
The Telegram group, if you want to go ahead and join that, we just had a new person join, Douglas. He's actually from our area. Him and I have been chatting on Facebook Messenger a little bit, and he decided to join the group. And he is a veteran of food delivery, but just started rideshare. Is very nervous about it, so I've been talking him off the ledge, say it's going to be okay.
Time he gets close, we bring up some wild story or something that happened. He's like, "Man, I don't know about
this." That was Jimothy.
Oh, was it?
This is a new guy. His name's Doug. But I guess Jimothy is new in the group too, for sure. But thanks, Doug, for joining. If you want to join the group and hear about crazy stories that are probably sometimes crazier than what we talk about on the show, the link is in the description. You can join that. We love just chatting it up. I would say Larry, Gabe, and John's been quiet, but Larry and Gabe are the biggest talkers in there and have the most knowledge from a lot of gig work. So,
Come join us.
Yeah, come join us. Stories from the road. I'm excited to hear your story. I see what it is, but it's probably not as exciting as what it shows.
It is not exciting. It's really nothing. It's just that my wife was up in Louisville last week and visiting our daughter. And I went up there and had lunch with her and spent some time with her. And she came back. She's like, "We saw the wildest thing today." And she's trying to describe it. And she's like, "Yeah." I pull up a picture and she's like, "Yeah, that's what it was." It's like, "Yeah, it's a Cybertruck."
Yeah.
She had never even seen a picture of them. And then since then, I've seen like 3 days later, we were going to go hiking. And we went to get a smoothie, and on the way to get the smoothie, we passed a Cybertruck. And then I've seen that same, I don't know if it's the same one, but I've seen one at least three times this week and never seen one before in Bowling Green before that. So just had one right beside me today. I was going down. It's a 2-lane, 1-way street downtown today. And he was on my left side. So I was kind of stopping at every stop sign down through there and kind of glancing over. I've never really seen one up close.
Yeah, what's your opinion of that thing?
You know, I read stories. Everything I'm reading about, they're not built well.
No,
lots of people having troubles with it. My wife thinks it is the most god awful ugly thing she's ever seen. she hates the way they look. I like, oh, they're kind of high tech looking, kind of different looking. But there's no way I'm spending that kind of money on a vehicle.
Well, anyway. Well, I don't even know what they cost. What are they?
The models out this year, I think. Let's see, I had it.
It's got to be like here. 150, right?
No, it says the 2024 Cybertruck starts at 81 and goes up to 101 depending on your...
I mean, that's not as much as I would have expected. I thought it would be a lot more.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking before I looked it up. We were trying to guess what it was go for, and we were guessing. I think we guessed 150 as well. So
two things that I've read or read. Who the fuck reads TikTok? Yeah. One is the trunk will basically cut your finger off if you have your fingers there. Cause I've watched people do all these tests on it and, it literally will chop your finger off the trunk. And I watched a video today that said that the Cybertruck has 136 kilowatt battery in it. So to put it in perspective, mine's 55.
55. That's 136.
Yeah. So that's how big that battery is in there.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that
insane? The other thing that I've read in a few places is some people say that that their truck's starting to rust.
No.
Yeah. I've read that a few times.
No.
That would be, which would, if that's true, that would be really bad.
That
would
be.
Imagine a big old giant rusty Cybertruck out there just completely rusted.
Those things. If we have like a civil war, those are going to turn into like the Mad Max vehicles, all rusted out, just like put a little big old gun on the top.
All jacked up, put some lifters on there.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly, in Grand Rapids, you think you would see one. I mean, it's a relatively big city, but I've not seen
one there.
Nope.
Wow. That is surprising. Yeah. I'd never seen one here, like I said, until Saturday. And then we saw it Saturday and then saw it again a couple days later.
That was right in Bowling Green?
Today. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Right in Bowling Green.
You got some money over there, huh?
The one I saw was probably the same one twice because it was right down the road from where I saw it previously. But the one today downtown, that was, that's 6-8 miles away. So it probably might not have been the same one. I don't know. But yeah, this catches you by surprise. You're not expecting it,
Yeah, it's probably a lot bigger in person than when you see on videos.
Yeah. I'd really like to see one parked somewhere where I could walk up and, really take a good look at it up close. I think that'd be interesting.
See if there's any Bondo where the rust is coming through.
Exactly.
So I worked last weekend, finally got back into it, did a Lyft Quest, which was, I think, 40 rides for an extra $110. I kind of had two rides that were kind of interesting. The first one, I got up early Friday morning and then worked, and then I got up early Saturday and then worked, did a split shift and then worked Saturday night, did not work Friday night. But so Saturday morning, I couldn't sleep. I got up at 4 and I was like, I just got up. And I ended up leaving at like 5:45 was my first ride. So I get a ride in the south end of town. And all of a sudden I get a request for the casino, which is 10 miles further south. So it pops up and it says $102. And I'm like, I declined it because in my head, I'm like, if it was $100, it's probably going to fucking Detroit.
Yeah.
And I was like, then I was thinking about it. I'm like, I think that said Grand Rapids. And so it came up again at 104. And sure enough, it was 10 miles south of the casino and then 30 miles back to downtown for $104. I'm like, that's unheard of. Yeah, like that's a lot. Like this weird like algorithm, right? You get some rides that will be like, I got a request, I don't know, Friday to go to Detroit for 2 hours and 20 minutes. It was $102 and that was a Comfort. So it's like you get these weird requests. Yeah. So anyways, I was ecstatic. So I'm like, all right, what are we going to get? We're going to the casino at 6:30 in the morning.
That's a crapshoot.
So I get down there. And it's a guy, he's like, oh my gosh, thanks for picking up. I've been trying to find a ride since 1:30 in the morning. And I was like, why didn't you try Uber? He's like, oh, I don't know. I just used Lyft. I thought that was strange. But the guy was sober as can be. We had a nice conversation. He was paying $200 for that ride. He told me what he was getting paid.
Really?
And I didn't tell him what I was getting paid strategically because yes. I wanted a tip. And definitely. So, yeah, we drove all the way to Grand Rapids. He tipped me another $40. So I made
$144
on basically 55 minutes of driving.
Nah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
It is weird. It is weird. Like I said, with Lyft, you're trying to process it in your mind, and it goes so quick. I mean,
yeah, that's why I declined it. A couple
of seconds. Yeah, you have a couple of seconds to figure out whether you're going to take it or not.
Yeah,
and usually, if there's any doubt, I'll hit it, and then I, you can always cancel it.
Yeah,
cancel doesn't matter on Lyft. I mean,
that's true.
So I'll go ahead and accept them and then figure out, I'll look it up on the map and see exactly how far it is really going and see if it's worth it or not. But yeah, it's so weird. You wonder how it figures out.
Yeah.
Cause at first when they came out with this upfront pricing, it sounded like the longer rides were going to be worse and the shorter rides were
exactly.
going to be better.
Yeah.
And
but I don't know if it was just because that guy had been trying since 1:30.
Yeah, maybe they kept.
And they're like, all right, we just got to fucking just get this guy home. You know what I mean? Yeah. Clearly, yeah. He's not going to Uber. He keeps trying with us, and we keep trying to get him a driver. And they're probably like, ah, screw it. So,
yeah.
Earlier that morning, it was my first ride. It was early. Like, what did I say? Yeah, 5:45. So this ride was at 6:30. So I get to this apartment complex, and the guy waits till almost the last second to come out, right? Motherfucker opens the door and gets in my car with a steaming plate of nachos. Like, I'm not kidding you. It was, so this is the plate. It was like this far, like 3 or 4 inches off the plate. And I'm
really?
Like,
oh my.
No, no. Mm. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, bro, I can't have you eating nachos in the car. And he got out, but I think he was just high as a kite and it was just like so excited to eat these things. And I think during that 5 minutes, he was prepping those nachos. But I was just like, who comes down to an Uber or Lyft and just get, like, did he think it was his buddy picking him up?
The Gig Economy Podcast will be back after a quick break.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, people just don't think. I mean,
no.
And some people, especially if they're high.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people, they trash their own cars. So they don't really worry about it if they trash somebody else's. But I think sometimes they're not really thinking about it.
Yeah, I should have clipped that video. Although you wouldn't have been able to see the nachos because he really didn't really get settled in. But I tell you what, those things smelled so good because after he shut the door and I drove off for the next 15 seconds, I'm like, oh my gosh, no wonder he wanted to eat those. So, but the funny part is, Larry, is he re-requested on Uber a comfort, like right away, like he didn't even just eat it. And that, like, he tried, cause I run Uber comfort and then I was doing Lyft for the request. He requested an Uber comfort and he didn't just go back into his apartment and eat. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't understand people sometimes.
Maybe he was going to work and he was in a hurry. I don't know. I just couldn't believe it. I was just dying laughing by myself. Just like, I can't believe this guy tried to get in with these freaking huge ass nachos. So,
yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had nachos. I mean, I've had people try to get in downtown late at night on the weekends. There's a hot dog cart.
Yeah.
That sits up down there. They'll try to get in with these big giant chili dogs.
Yeah.
Like, no, bro. No, you got to eat before you come in.
Yeah. The only thing I'll probably let in is like a slice of pizza.
Yeah, you know, I'm cool with that, especially if it, you can kind of gauge people and see if there's somebody who's probably going to be respectful, not get it all over your car. You know, if they're stumbling drunk and everything, no food.
Well, those nachos too, like the guy, one sneeze from that guy and that whole fucking plate was going all over my car.
All over your new car.
Nah, not going to happen. So
well, that's a hard pass.
That is a hard pass. Traveler says gets a nasty email for canceling. I get it after two. If I cancel two within like a shift, I get an email saying like, hey, you're canceling too many. Yeah, they don't really do anything. They're just trying to browbeat you.
So I get the notices on the screen. I never get any emails from Lyft or Uber.
Really?
About anything.
Well, you get your like recap from Lyft, right? Like you had five star.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. That is the one thing I get. But like, I know some people talk about they get, get emails about canceling too much or this, that, or the other. I get it on the screen. You know, it'll come up and say, you know, you've been canceling a lot. Are you sure you want to drive? Or they'll, you know, sometimes if you do three, they'll kick you off and you have to log back in or something like that. But I don't get like,
maybe it's going to your spam folder.
Hey, I've never seen it in there either. I check that every now and then.
I feel like some of my stuff, like not just Lyft, but in general with email, I'll get emails from this company or whatever for a while. And then for whatever reason, it picks
switches
one
over
up
to spam.
Well, just like a one, like like, I don't know if there's something phrasing in the title or something and it just dumps it. I'm like, I needed that email.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the AI, the algorithms and everything, the coding is good, but it's a constant battle back and forth. Cause that's one of the things I did when I worked at the city. I was in charge of the spam, anti-spam email stuff. And so it's always, the pendulum slings over here and the spammers learn how to get around the current rules. And then they learn how to fix it. So it swings back over here. And, it's funny. People complain like, oh man, what's going on? I got like three spam emails this week. I'm like, well, you know what? We blocked like 975,000.
Yeah,
you got three. So,
yeah, I know. You definitely have to like. Definitely, I'm fine with it. I'm not fussy. Yeah. I get it. It's a lot of work. So,
it is.
That's crazy.
And AI is just gonna probably make it worse for a while, at least.
Okay, this is totally random. Okay, so I got a list. Okay, this is totally random. I'm just going for it. I don't give a shit.
Hey, go for it.
So I play in a pickleball league, and Thursday's our last night, but we have to find our own subs. So I got a list of subs, and unless I got this number wrong, I'm like, hey, I'm looking for a sub Thursday night. Are you available? And I just got a text back that says, suck my cock, cunt. So I'm wondering if this is a wrong number.
I would hope so.
It makes me want to go back and look and see if I got the wrong number. I'll edit this out. I'm just doing. Oh, now my phone's froze. All right, I can't do it now. Damn it! I wanted to have fun with it. Anyway, sorry about that.
That's pretty funny though.
I was just like, I didn't see who it was from. I just looked at the text and was like, who said what to me?
So,
jeez.
Stories from the road, stories from Jason's phone.
Yeah. What have I been doing? Before you get into, oh God, he just sent a picture. Oh, what in the hell? I'm not going to share that.
Better.
Before we get into gig economy news, Kim's Side Money Plans. She is an incredible YouTuber. Go ahead and click the links in the description. She just started a podcast. Well, just started probably a couple months ago. Just look for Kim's Side Money Plans. She is a full-time gig worker, does a lot of food delivery, has a ton of DoorDash deliveries. She streams Tuesdays at 8 p.m. She streams a lot, but her main show is Tuesday, 8 p.m. And you can catch her with me tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on Steve's channel, Rideshare Rodeo, for the Rideshare Roundup, where we just kind of do it kind of like this. There's just a few more people involved. So check Kim out. She's great. We appreciate her. And she talks about us on her show. So you're probably hearing that. You probably heard that about 24 hours ago, right around the same time about our show. So
yeah, she does good work. She puts out a lot of content, real good content.
Yes.
So check her out for sure.
All right. Gig economy in the news. We are going to talk about Minneapolis again. And of course, new things are happening as always, as we're looking forward to it. I'm not sure why this is not loading. Stand by. So I have this little extension. There it goes. It highlights. All right. So Lyft attempts negotiation on Minneapolis driver's wage increase. So Lyft's chief policy officer, Jeremy Bird, said in a letter addressed to the council that he is willing to support an increase to 89 cents per mile and about 49 cents per minute. God, what is it? Is it lower than 89? It must be lower than 89 cents. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said in the letter that Bird said in the letter that Minneapolis ordinance, which raises the rates to 140 a mile and 51 cents per minute, would price out riders and lead to an expected 51% decrease in the number of rides. I don't know how much that is true.
Yeah. I wonder how they're getting that 89 cents per mile if they're doing upfront pricing up there.
Well, maybe they weren't doing it there.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering if they were.
Yeah, because they're all, they are, that's so true. I never thought about that, the upfront pricing, but I don't know. I mean, God, 89 cents, that seems low. Like, you're at like, what, 120?
117.
Oh, 117.
Before they went to upfront pricing, Nashville was like 70 cents.
Oh, wow. I didn't think it was that. I don't even know what 60s. Grand Rapids is, because it's not even a thing anymore, right? With the upfront, I have no idea what it is. It doesn't matter. It's different,
right? I mean, we're still on that for Uber, but Lyft is doing the upfront pricing,
right? There was a couple of comments from the union person. Let's see. Oh, this is from the council member. Yeah. She had said, her quote, "Far too long, this industry has exploited workers of color and immigrant workers for cheap labor." I have a problem with that. I don't know why she's focusing on just workers of color and immigrant workers. I mean, we're all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
getting the same pay.
Yeah. There's a lot of white people that are, you know, if you want, I guess I don't know why you pointed that part out, because it really doesn't just. Uber doesn't discriminate with race. It's just like, hey, you got a phone and you got a car and a driver's license, you can drive. So I don't know.
Yeah, they treat us all equally bad.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. That's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't discriminate by color or race or anything. You're all fucked.
That's right. Yep.
They did talk about a lot of people that are disabled residents that have vouchers. I never really thought about this. It says about 4,400 people who use vouchers for rides or service would be affected if the companies leave, including more than 2,000 city residents. So it's kind of another thing that you don't really think about. You know, people that are underprivileged that need rides, that, you know, that, what do they go back to the taxi service or what? I don't know. So again, just latest in the
ongoing saga.
Minneapolis. What are we, 8-10 or 4-10? So we got like 20 days before we'll finally figure out what the heck's going on with them. But yeah,
unless they come to a compromise before then.
I don't know. I'm thinking they might. I don't know.
I think they might as well.
Last week I was like, no way, they're pulling out, because we all want them to. But today I learned they're a rideshare voucher. Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like it's vouchers too, from like a hospital too. I would consider that a voucher. Like, hey, if you can't get a ride to see your kid, you know, we'll, you know, give you a Lyft ride or something like that. But
yeah. And a lot of insurance companies set up rides for patients. Cause I've had a lot of those over the years.
Yeah. I would assume that would be considered a voucher as well.
Yeah.
But, all right, moving on.
All right.
I'm gonna talk about some sun, which,
see the eclipse?
Right. I can't believe I actually put this on the rundown, because I'm so tired of seeing and talking about the eclipse, and I put it down here. So,
yeah. So I have no one to blame but yourself.
Exactly.
Right? So, yeah. So did you see the eclipse or the partial?
I poo-pooed it. I wasn't actually driving the bus yet, but one of the ladies had glasses. I didn't even have glasses. Yeah. I looked at it. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then I took them off.
Yeah. And with the partial is not nearly as impressive as if you're in the path to totality. That's for sure. But
what I was shocked by is we were 96%, right?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even get dark here.
Yeah, that's about what we were at. I think we were 96, 97, something real close to the same. And I mean, it was like it got a little darker here.
Of course. It was like an eerie kind of light or whatever, like a spooky kind of thing. But I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. So if 96% of the sun goes away, we still got light?
Yeah.
I mean, we might be a little chilly, but we still got light. So, but I think it would have been really cool to see the 100% because I did see pictures of that. That looked pretty.
Seen one 100%? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the one in 2017, the last one before this was, we were in the path
oh, really?
Totality. Yeah. So it was really pretty cool. The kids were out of school that day for some reason. And me and my wife went out in the backyard, laid on our trampoline, and watched the whole thing. And it was pretty cool you could tell it got several degrees cooler. You could feel it.
Yeah.
And a huge difference, though, between that one and this one. Like I said, just a few percentage away from totality, and it makes a big difference for sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this story talks about Uber reported nearly 300% increase in pre-booked rides for Monday's solar eclipse. And that's just comparing it against the previous Monday. So the reason so many people were looking to get pre-booked rides is because if you're in the path of totality in a big city, people come from all over the place.
Okay.
I know we had a lot of visitors to Bowling Green when we were in the path in 2017. So a lot of these cities had major traffic jams coming in and going out right around that time. So people didn't want to drive in it. So they're booking Ubers. I mean, you're not going to get out of it any faster. If I'm a rideshare driver, I'm not driving that during that time.
Right.
You're not making any money.
Right.
But it is interesting that people do think of these things that, oh, I don't want to drive in it. So I'm going to go ahead and pre-book a ride, which, as we know, doesn't guarantee you that you're going to have a driver.
Yeah.
But it makes people feel better.
Yeah. I see people post about the pre-book trip all the time. Like, everyone's like, oh, I'm worried about I'm not getting a ride. Just schedule one. I'm like, hey, yo, that does not mean you're going to get a driver. Like, yeah, it's maybe.
They don't know. They don't know how it works. And I don't, think it wouldn't expect them to know how it works. But yeah, it definitely does not mean that you're going to get a driver. It may raise the chance a little bit.
Right. I don't know if I would want to drive during the eclipse. That seems a little weird.
Yeah. Too much traffic. So I think we'll pass on that and maybe we can be done with the eclipse talk for, till 2044 is the next one in the United States.
I think so. Like, or we can go to Latin America and see it in August.
Probably not going to make that.
No, I'm not going to put it on my list. So, nope. moving on, Instacart driver fatally shoots dog belonging to Angie Harmon. If you've watched Law and Order, she's pretty popular on there, but apparently she was going to, she ordered Instacart, and the driver told the officer the dog attacked him and he shot him with one shot, killed him. And, this article I saw a little bit later on, but the police let him go because he claimed self-defense. He didn't have a scratch or bite on him, nor was pants torn. But then later on, it did say that he did have bite marks on him. But
oh, really?
I don't know, man. That's tough. I mean,
yeah,
German Shepherds are scary. I'm not going to lie. They are a scary dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get one that's growling at you and they can eat you up pretty good.
Yeah.
And this is, one of those many stories that we have where without video or something like that, you're never going to know the truth. As of course, she's saying, he was just acting all cavalier, just come up and was like, yeah, I shot your dog. He was attacking me. But, she even said that her Ring doorbell, she had brought it in to recharge it. And she's like, he saw that my Ring doorbell wasn't there. So he knew, that there was no video.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask. Cause I read that a couple times. I'm like, wait a minute, what was happening? So mm-hmm. yeah, charging in the house. Yeah, that's yes. that's weird.
Yeah, I've only had to do that with my Ring doorbell, I think once, and we've had it several years.
Interesting.
Because it's ours is hooked into the old doorbell, so it's got it's got power.
Well, yeah, I mean,
without.
Well, what's going to happen is that guy is going to get deactivated because obviously you can't, you're not supposed to carry a weapon when you're doing.
Right.
I mean, I'm assuming Lyft has the same. Or Lyft, sorry,
Instacart
has the same as Lyft and Uber and DoorDash and all that stuff. So
yeah, but I will tell you, I mean, when I do food delivery at night, I've got an expandable baton like police yeah. officers have, and I will. If I'm going up to a house in the dark, I'll stick it in my back pocket because you mm-hmm. never know. I mean, some of these dogs don't bark; they just they're on you.
Yeah. Yeah, that baton will do some damage. I mean, you got to have it ready, though. Obviously, you can't have it yeah. in your car. It's not going to do you any good.
Right. No. I keep it on me if I'm going up, delivering food late, at nighttime or something where there's a chance. Luckily, I've never had to use it. Never. I've had dogs bark at me, but never be aggressive enough that I thought they were going to actually bite me while
right.
I was working.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have, too.
Yeah. And I don't know what who. Chris or somebody in our group got bit a couple of times.
Yeah, it was Chris. I definitely, with the German Shepherd dog, I've come up yeah. on a couple of them and I've definitely thrown the package. Like this was like a for Amazon Flex. I've definitely yeah. either that or put it on the garbage can. I'm like, I don't have a lot of experience with German Shepherds either. I've never been around one. I've never, I never had friends that had one. All I can see is it barking viciously when the police dogs.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. We watch On Patrol Live and Cops and all that. And you always see the police dogs and, they will eat a guy up.
Yeah. yeah. So that's what you're thinking is going to happen when,
exactly.
when you see a German Shepherd. So I feel yeah. bad for the family. It's just, and it's not, one of their dogs and it's kind of sad, but
yeah.
I get it. He was scared too. So you gotta kind of give him somewhat a benefit of the doubt,
Sure.
But
sure. Yeah, I don't think he was just, thought, oh, I'm just going to go shoot a dog today while I'm working.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So yeah, there's probably some, he was probably scared to some degree anyway.
Oh yeah. So I'm going to play this video. I shared it, in the group. This is not on the rundown, but I just shared it an hour ago and this kind of lines up like someone being scared for a delivery. So this is this is an Amazon driver delivering at 5 a.m.
Sir,
no, damn it. That's the wrong one. What happened?
I don't know. What did happen?
Now I got to wait. That's the wrong one. Motherfucker. All that hype.
Hold on. Let me make sure. Anticipation, man. Just they'll be wanting it even more by the time we get it on there.
Oh shit. Okay, that's the right one. I just had to play it. You hear the scream. All right, hold on. I gotta convert it. God dang it. I was like, when you were talking, I was doing that in the background.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is gonna be awesome.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
Well, tonight. I mean, they didn't have. Sometimes they have a little thumbnail. They didn't mm-hmm. have a thumbnail, and I was like, "Oh, right. I think it's this one. I think I downloaded this one first."
Yeah.
So no wonder it took so long because it was like The other one's like a 3.5-minute video.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, "Why is it taking so long?" Okay, this is 9 seconds. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready all after right. all this build up?
Here we go.
The guy's face. I'm going to watch it again.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's face.
Shot.
Oh, my God. I got to share that on social media. So,
yes.
So, the first comment was, I think it was the creator, was like, hey, Amazon, tell your driver I'm sorry. But, my gosh, that's so scary.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why people get shot.
Yeah. I mean, and it's funny. Just this morning, my son, as I said, he's staying with us while he's recuperating from surgery. He's up in our bonus room, and he can't put weight on his feet. So, he usually just stays up there. But he does have a scooter that he can – and crutches that he can get around on.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed I got up this morning and I was coming out of my room, like, I don't know, 7:30 something this morning. And I opened my door to my bedroom and he's standing right there. And apparently he couldn't sleep last night. So he had come downstairs and gone to sit out on the porch because he can get around on his crutches or he can just kind of scoot down the stairs on his, on his butt. And then, you know, he's got his scooter down here, but I was not expecting him to be standing right there.
Did you scream?
I didn't, but I think I probably jumped a little bit.
Oh my gosh. My favorite TikToks are like compilations of people scaring other people.
Yeah.
I hate it myself. I hate it.
But it's so funny to watch.
So funny. There's this office lady one that they do, and she just curses like a sailor, and her phone will go flying in the air or a calculator. Yeah. Oh my God. So freaking funny.
Goodness.
All right. Moving on. Oh, this tablet. This is interesting. I've kind of heard about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard a little bit about it. So let's see here. So yeah, this saw this pop up on one of the groups. It says the graphic says earn more with a free tablet for your vehicle. Increase your trips and make money from showing ads. It says request a free tablet. We'll ship it to you directly. You can install it in 5 minutes. Increase your tips. Riders will see in tablet reminders to tip if they enjoyed the ride, and they can do so directly on the tablet. Overall, drivers saw their tips increase by nearly 10% on trips when the tablet was active. And it says make money from showing ads. Also, the tablet will display a live map and other content for your rider with the ads mixed in. You earn extra income whenever the third-party ads are shown on your tablet. Drivers earn an average of $10 for every 100 trips with the tablet active, and some earn more than $40 per month. The more trips you complete, the more you can earn. So as listeners of this show know, we are proponents of the Octopus tablet.
Of course.
It says here $10 for every 100 trips. That's not going to cut it for me. We'd have to do, to make the $75 that a lot of the, Octopus.
Well, if you're full time, you're making 100.
Yeah. And so,
So you'd have to do 1,000
trips.
Yeah. To make 100.
To make the same thing.
Yeah.
It's nice. And what about if you're doing, as most of us drive both Lyft and Uber, what if you're doing a Lyft ride, the tablet's just,
of course,
show anything. It's not going to show obviously not going to show the map.
Right.
So I'm not sure what it's going to do.
That's a good point. I never thought about that. And of course, it's just one way for the company to, gamify to keep you on their app. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But it's not, I'm not knocking Octopus, but it's not, I love it. It's great. It's extra money. The referral game is nice too. It's great.
Yeah.
But I'm not a full-time driver, so it doesn't give me a ton. I might get like $25 a month if I'm lucky, but it's still increasing.
But you get less with this one. You get a lot less.
But my point is like it's a better platform. You can do it on both, Uber and Lyft. I don't want something specific. I don't know where I was going with that point, but I lost my
right. So you got Uber tablet, and then I think I'm not sure if Lyft. I think Lyft has a tablet.
I think
they do. So what are you gonna do if you have a Lyft? You're gonna have a Lyft tablet on one side of the car, Uber tablet on there, Octopus in the middle, and I think you just kind of got to go with one and pick one and go with it, and unless something changes or drastically as far as what they're gonna pay or what they offer on the tablets, I think I'm going to stick with Octopus.
Oh, wow. So the Lyft one, on average, our data shows that in May of 2023, drivers who gave 60 rides worth of ads per week earn an extra 25 per month. So 60 rides, 6 times 4, 240 rides, you get an extra $25. Also earned an average of $75 more per tips per month. That's not the tip part.
Yeah, the tip thing is not bad. And I think I definitely get more tips since I've had the Octopus tablet.
Yeah.
Especially on, the late night rides. People they like it when they're out having a good time. They're out maybe, drinking a little bit. They like playing the trivia. During March Madness, people were checking up on scores.
Yeah.
Things like that. So, it does offer a lot of stuff. And I'd like to see one of the Uber tablets, one of the Lyft tablets, just to see what all it shows on there and what all it offers. And
yeah. Joe says, wow, a map. I wonder if they could find a map. Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know why people like to watch their little icon while they're even in
there's
the car.
Something about it though. Yeah. People do it on the planes too. A lot of the planes they'll have on the backrest. They'll have a, you know, you can choose to watch TV or you can choose to watch a map of the plane flying over. You know,
see, I like the plane one. Cause I want to know how long I'm stuck in this fucking seat. You know what I mean? Like I'm like, okay, we're almost there. You know what I mean? It's sometimes it's nicer to look at the watch and have a visual, you know what I mean? But
Hey, John's on. Hey, John.
Have you ever seen people ask about the Octopus tablet to get a second one? They want one from the other headrest. They want two.
I've heard of people doing that.
Well, I don't know how they can do it. They have to have a separate phone number.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why you would want to get two just because they are like, well, then, you know, the other person gets left out. I'm like, oh, boo hoo. It's a 3-minute ride. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, it's funny because, what I love about having the tablet is the person when there's four people or one person sits up front and then there's at least, you know, two or three in the back.
Yeah.
And they get in and they start playing trivia without saying much of anything. And you're just hearing these random words come out. And I've had several times the person in the passenger seat is like, what are you talking about? I'm like, man, they're playing trivia.
Yeah.
They're playing trivia back there. I was like, I know you're hearing these random words being shouted out and they're so confused.
I had one over the weekend. She gets in the front because she goes shotgun and gets in the front. And then she's like, are you playing trivia? And I was like, hey, bro, you called shotgun. Yeah, and she was
right.
Like,
that's what you get. Yeah, I've had that too. They get in there like, man, I chose the wrong seat, didn't I? I have to choose the back seat next
time. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Lyft and Uber tablets obviously get paid less. That's why I really love Octopus because they're such a driver focused company. I think it's a fair amount what they give.
I mean,
it's not a lot, but I mean, like, it's more than just a tablet. It's kind of like a community. And I know this wasn't the ad, but we'll just use this as the ad. And I think they're great. And I know they're owned by T-Mobile. I was really worried when they finally got bought out by T-Mobile, but I haven't noticed any lack of anything else. Like nothing's changed. So
No, still great. Their programming is great. They update it frequently. There's always new stuff coming out. They keep up with, any holidays coming up, anything like that. And, new seasons.
Yeah. That's the cool part.
Stuff out.
Is the software update. I mean, everyone likes a good software update and they just do a great job depending on, like the season. Easter or summer or spring or March Madness.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's usually, one night every week or two, when I get home, pull in the garage, I'll get in my back seat before I go inside and just, watch it for a few minutes and see what's new on there.
Yeah.
Maybe play a couple of games, but mainly just to see what's going on, what new programming they have on there.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. I'm having like deja vu with some of these articles because I'm on Steve's show too. So like, I'm pretty sure we didn't talk about this Waymo self-driving car, but maybe we did. But starting in Phoenix metro area, Waymo is delivering Uber Eats autonomously. Did we talk about this?
No, I don't think we have. I think you were talking about it on Steve's show.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Although you can't remember shit either, so who knows. True. So yeah, they're using Jaguars, which is crazy. And one thing we were commenting about, it was Steve's show, that's right. Because we didn't, so I wasn't looking at the article, and when I read the article, the screen says open the trunk, but what we were laughing about was like, what if somebody steals the car or jumps in, you know what I mean, or goes for a joyride? Because we're like, how are they going to get the food? We just assumed it would be like in the back seat, but no, it's actually in the trunk.
It's going to be in the trunk. But here's another thing too. You just mentioned it. They're using Jaguars, and people say, oh, they're going to replace all of us delivery drivers, so they don't have to pay us. How many deliveries do you have to pay for autonomous Jaguar?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Well, even if it's not a Jaguar, everyone says, oh, a self-driving car is going to take your car away. You know, Uber has a great thing right now, don't they? We front all the expense.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they don't do any, I mean, they give us the insurance and whatever and, you know, awesome customer support.
But they don't have to own a fleet of cars.
Well, exactly. So everyone's worried that this is going to become a thing. Like, no, they might encourage us like down the road. Well, we'll be long gone. Yeah. But to buy
might be an option.
To buy an autonomous car and like we support it, the car, but they're never going to be like a fleet owning company. That's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, they'd have to do all the maintenance.
Can you imagine the amount of money? We're talking, it's nope, can't say that word. Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Unfathomable.
Thank you. See, you struggled with it too.
Yeah, I did. It's a tough one. Yeah, because we know how people are going to treat these cars.
Exactly.
I mean, they're going to destroy them.
Yeah. That's why you own your own car and then you don't destroy it. But anyways, apparently Waymo is owned by Alphabet, which I didn't know that.
Yes, I forget when they bought them, but.
Okay. I own some stock with Alphabet, fun stock, and they do pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So anyways, there you go. We're getting drones, and I think it's much more likely to see drone delivery than the self-driving bullshit.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, if you have something that can be delivered by drone, why send out a whole big giant car if you can send out if you can send out a drone?
I'd be interesting the amount of insurance they would have to have for that, you know, if it's a company, you know, of like I don't know.
Yeah, you just think a drone would be way less costly to operate, maintain, everything else than in a big giant vehicle.
Do you remember when we talked about the Walmart one where they launched them off that launcher? Did you remember seeing that at all? Like, I don't know, in the last year. But yeah, they had like this launcher in addition to boost it quickly into the air, and then it would take off from there. I'm like, that thing was sweet as hell.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool video.
It's like a boy at heart wanted to, you know, launch something off that fucking thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, moving on, Larry. Let's talk about, which I didn't even know this was a thing, but apparently Japan is getting Uber.
Yeah, I guess it's a market that they haven't been able to operate in yet, just because it sounds like, you know, Japan was had a lot of controls and regulations as far as how many services could be allowed in the country, such as taxis and things like that. Kind of like New York was at first had the battle with Uber. Okay, we're going to let a few Ubers in at first and test it out. So that's kind of what they're doing now. They're going to since they're having a shortage of taxi drivers in some of the urban areas and tourist spots, so they're going to start letting in a limited amount of Uber drivers. I think they're starting out with just a couple of dozen, maybe.
Oh, really?
I think that's what it says. Several dozen. There we go. Several dozen vehicles will be available under the Uber Japan services, with the number of cars and service plan to gradually increase.
Okay.
It says they're going to launch it in 23, I guess, special sections of the country called wards. And says the fares, and they're going to be operated through taxi companies, which is
interesting.
Huh. Yeah. Major Japanese taxi operator Nihon Koshu and others will launch their ride hailing services. And then it talks about where they're going to do it, the different locations there. They're going to operate, I guess, under their taxi services at first anyway. It says the taxi companies will be responsible for providing safety guidance and vehicle maintenance. So it's a little different than what we're used to here. But I think this is a way, you know, I think that's, you know, a good market. I'm sure they're eager to get in there. So if this is what they have to do to get in there, get their foot in the door, I'm sure that's what they'll do, and in the hopes that they can expand in the future.
Yeah. As you were talking about that, I was definitely listening, but I was thinking to myself, how many countries don't have Uber? This can't be correct, but it says China, Switzerland, Turkey, Denmark, Hungary, Thailand, Canada. There's no Uber in Canada? Germany, Romania, Bulgaria, Italy, Hong Kong, and parts of Australia.
That's interesting, because I mean, Lyft is even in Canada.
Yeah, I know. Well, Lyft will go anywhere. No, not really, because they only go to Canada.
They're just North America and Canada.
That's true.
Yeah, that's it.
No, this is from this was updated in September of last year. I just Googled it and it says 14 countries where Uber isn't available. Man, I can't believe Uber, I need a separate Google.
We need to fact check that.
Is Uber available? I can't spell in Canada. I love Google. I spelled available. You ready for this? A V A L A B L E, and it figured it out.
It knows.
Yeah, it just says consider Uber as an alternative to taxis when getting around in Toronto. All right, that article's stupid.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, it says in here, it says the government in Japan is discussing possibility of fully lifting its ban on ride hailing to allow those other than taxi companies to provide services, and it's set to announce its decision as early as June. So I guess this kind of sounds like a test run, maybe for a trial run for them.
You know, I hear about Japan is super safe
and super clean
and clean and like
super clean.
Kids walk, ride, like 5-6 year olds get on like public transportation and go to school and stuff, and everyone looks after the kids. I'm like, you're telling me there's no weirdos in Japan? Like, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I've heard that a lot though.
Yeah.
That it's super safe there.
Yeah. But I've known some people who visit over there and they come back over here and like, after going over there, I think Jimmy Kimmel was just talking about this last week. He's about after going to Japan, he came back and he realized like what a dump the United States is, just how dirty everything is here compared to there. Like I said, their restrooms are like immaculate. Everything, the streets, you know, everything's really, really clean over there.
So I found the statement about Uber in Canada. It says Uber does operate in Canada in over 140 municipalities across 9 provinces. However, they have repeatedly run into issues that have caused ban on their services. Uber was illegal in Quebec for some time, but it has since become a permanent feature. However, when traveling through Canada, it's recommended that travelers check beforehand if Uber will be available where they're going due to constantly changing political landscape. And though Uber has made a lot of headway in Canada, it's still a good idea. So they're basically saying it could be an issue.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, thinking back, I remember reading some in the past years, you know, where they were having trouble in some of the bigger cities there.
Yeah. It looks like this article is kind of skewed because the same thing with Germany. It says, you know, for a while there it was banned. And now you can get UberX and other service operated out of some cities like Berlin. So it's kind of like this could be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's just to think about it, it's amazing how many companies they are available. I mean, can you imagine just the red tape you have to go through in some of these countries? How many people, I mean, some of these companies, you don't get anything done if you don't bribe, you know, 8 people. But the different laws, just the way everything works. And they've been able to do that in, you know, a pretty big number of countries across the world.
Right.
I can't imagine just what that would take.
Oh yeah. I mean, we give them shit all the time, but it's pretty amazing what they've accomplished in a short amount of time. So
yeah, right. Relatively. Sure.
Janet shared this with me. Uber rideshare rival Ola hits brakes in New Zealand. I mean, basically it's tough to compete with Uber. I mean, we're just talking about how they're from everywhere. So apparently it's one of 3 rideshare companies in Australia will close this app on Friday. Let's see.
Yeah. Although, I mean, they were a competitor, but it says at the bottom of the article, it talks about a 2020 report that said that 93% of Australians rode with Uber during a 3-month period. Only 20% had used Ola and 40% used Didi.
Yeah, so, I wonder what the stats are between Uber and Lyft in like not in New Zealand, but in by us, like Michigan or Kentucky. Like, is it pretty 50-50 or is it, you know what I mean? I'd be interested to know, because 20% on a small startup like that, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
They said they had 1.5 million users, which isn't bad.
Right. And like I said, this is from 2020, so I'm sure they've increased since then, I would imagine.
Oh, Jesus. As attempts to contact the company's local reps were unsuccessful with emails bouncing.
Not good.
Like, they shut everything down.
Yeah, shut her down. Pull the plug.
I think Janet, what did she say in the message she sent me? So Ola was our second of two options for rideshare in my area. It launched here 2 to 3 weeks before the first COVID lockdown hit. People associate rideshare as Uber, and Ola take up was very poor. She used to run both at the same time, but she only averaged 3 to 4 trips per year.
Oh.
And that's something.
There you go.
Janet worked a lot.
Yeah, she worked full time. Yeah.
Yeah. So not very popular, but it's just kind of one of the things, you know, us talking about, you know, the Minneapolis thing with Uber and Lyft pulling out. It's a big deal. Like these companies, you know, it's tough to get a foothold in these companies or in these areas. And, you know, while you might have a shot now if they do pull out, but it's going to be rough going.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, because a lot of these companies, I think one of the other articles we had discussed it, but it's going to be tough because a lot of these companies are like, yeah, we're ready to go. We're ready to take their place. And they've got 100 people signed up.
Yeah, I definitely, that will, oh shit, we're at 56 minutes already, Larry. Holy fuck.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh man, we've been bullshitting. Well, let's skip the, it's been such an Uber show. Yeah. Let's skip yours and let's jump into this one. So this is a list of some of the, 9 companies that are attempting to make their, I don't know, splash. And I'm going to go through them. I highlighted some things. Some of them are kind of funny. So Empower, which we've heard a lot, which I thought was interesting. I highlighted this. This company has come under fire in D.C. because it's not licensed in the city, and because Empower says it isn't a transportation network like Uber and Lyft, but rather a booking agency. I don't think Uber and Lyft say they're they don't say they're a transportation network, do they? I thought they just said they're a technology company.
Yeah, technology company.
So I thought that was interesting that the Court of Appeals did rule that Empower is private vehicle for hire company. So whatever. So they set their own fares. They keep 100% of what they pay. Empower makes money by charging drivers a subscription fee. They pay $3.50 per month or $25 per day to use it.
And then in the last paragraphs, their spokesman said they do not plan to apply for a license in Minneapolis or the Metropolitan Airport Commission or carry commercial insurance for drivers since they're not a transportation network company.
Oh, I missed that one. I did not highlight that. Thank you for catching it.
Yeah, the very last paragraph.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that one doesn't look good. I thought they were, I had heard of them before. So I thought, so wait a minute. Are they in the areas that they are, they don't have any insurance?
I don't know. That would be interesting to find out.
Now, this
out of Virginia.
This article is, you know, let's take it with a grain of salt. Like,
sure.
So the next one is called Hitch, Minnesota. I don't know. So this guy moved. To East Africa to work in a business and join Hitch, which launched in Ethiopia in 2021. Has about 1,000 drivers. The company is also active in Canada. There you go. Where the technology used by a taxi company. Their deal is you pay $200 a month or $10 a day. And this says so far the company has signed up 100 drivers in Minnesota. So
that's what we're talking about. Yeah. And I mean, if you're a full-time driver, you know, depending if you had a pretty good business, you know, it might be worth doing a subscription fee.
Yeah. I mean,
but it's going to be hard to get up to that point and have enough riders and enough drivers to where, you know, it's just hard to get that ball rolling and get to that point.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is you definitely put like, what is it? Cost benefit or like, is it worth it to not do Uber and Lyft? You know, so there's a lot of math involved, and I don't think that's a good thing to do for drivers.
Right.
You do have to be, you have to make a shit ton of money to pay. What was the Empower one? $300 a month.
Yeah.
Like, or $350 a month. Like, oof, man. The next one is called Joyride. I don't know. J-O-Y or J-O-I-R-Y-D-E. This one's not great because they say they run in North Carolina. They currently have 10 full-time drivers on the
platform. Mostly full-time drivers.
Or mostly full-time. The next paragraph, we keep it small on purpose, but we believe by May 1st, we'll have enough technology in place that we could launch in Minneapolis and let any driver onto our network that meets our requirement.
This is another one that allows the drivers to set their own prices.
And the, you have to carry your own commercial insurance, which isn't surprising because most of these companies don't have money to fund that. Again, we shit on Uber, but hey, like they have insurance. So the next one, I think we talked about this move. He's up to $300 on his GoFundMe to start his business, but he has almost 1,000 signups on his website. So I don't,
there you go.
Don't think the 300 is going to go very far. The next one is My Wheels. It is a Minnesota-based company that has the advantage of capital, apparently. So this guy has some money, and he will have commercial insurance. So he says it isn't sure the fare that for the drivers, but the share of the fare, but he said about 80%. This one seems like the most normal one.
Yeah, it seems like it's got the best shot, maybe.
Well, and this is interesting too, because he doesn't drive due to a disability, so he uses Uber and Lyft.
Right.
So he's very like, hey, let's go.
He only has 50 drivers approved so far.
Well, I mean, he spent $300K to buy commercial insurance and get licensed. So this guy actually, you know, the other guy has $300. Right. This guy spent $300,000.
Exactly. And he's got the wheels in motion to get things.
Yeah. I mean, clearly money talks, you know, if you got, you know,
indeed.
I mean, if you got some capital, it could work.
Yep.
The next one is Teleport. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah, this one gets a little weird.
It's like a Bitcoin kind of thing. I don't know. It's. I'm not even going to talk about that one.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw that, you know, it uses a rideshare protocol called Trip, which reminds me of the old Trip.
Yeah, the TYRP.
Yeah, exactly. That, you know, was trying to get all of us to sign up and was just kind of a, went bust, I believe.
Yeah, that one was like a pyramid scheme for sure.
Yes.
I think this one, it says that they do have insurance. It's almost like Dumpling for where you be your own boss. You kind of got their app. You can use their app. So it's kind of like your own little business. Anyways, and next one is You Got Wheels. They get 70% of the fare. They will cover commercial insurance, licensing fees, and other costs. So that's not bad. And then the last one we've heard about, too, is that, how do you pronounce that one?
Rides.
Rides with a silent W, which is stupid as hell.
Yeah.
They'll pay $100 a month to use the app, but the company doesn't take commission on trips. And customers are charged additional fees for costs like commercial insurance, premiums, airport fees, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I mean, there's a couple of them in there that I think possibly could, you know, stand out, but I don't know. I would, as much as I shit on some of the other ones because they're ridiculous, I do want some other people in the game. Like, I want it. It's good for business.
Competition is good for us.
Yes. Yes.
And good for the consumers.
If we can get one more company in there to combat Uber and Lyft, like, shit will get better because it's not them two competing. It's three of them. So like, let's play ball. When you got three, it's so much better.
And it's just like our two party political system. We need a third.
Yes.
We need a third one in there to straighten things up. And
So I don't know. I haven't heard really anything in Michigan. I mean, like we talked about the licensing, the insurance, it's an insane amount of money. If you don't have capital, you're screwed.
Yeah. You really need a really big investor to start up, I think a rideshare company in the right way.
And I think a lot of that, like the subscription model is just to help with their cash flow.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, you get, you know, 5-10,000 drivers that are paying $350 a month. That's going to help you with your cash flow.
Yeah. Cause you know, you can expect that to be coming in every month. You can kind of know what you got coming.
And then on top, and then, you know, not that they would ever make it less, but then you think, well, once they start getting a bigger base, they don't have to charge as much because they got, you know, but you know, they would continue to charge it. But anyways. All right. Well, I feel like I talked a lot. My nose is stuffy. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Next week, Gabe's joining us. So he's got something going on the 24th. So that'll be the 17th.
All right, so Gabester.
The Gabester's back. Him and I talked a lot over the weekend. I think he misses it well, we talked a lot on spring break because I wasn't doing busing, and now this week it's been kind of quiet. And he's like, "Oh yeah, man," because we would talk all the time doing gig work, you know. And
yeah,
he chats sometimes in the main group too, but it's kind of quiet in there. So
yeah, I try to always respond, at least even if I'm not working, I'll try to respond.
Yeah,
a lot of times Dave will, "Hey, I'm up and about," because he's a machine. He's, you know, he sets his goals and he knows what he wants to make for the week. And by God, he's going to make it. And he's out there early in the morning, you know, getting after it. And, you know, he's always in there, "Hey, just out, you know, doing right here. I've got this quest that I'm chasing, or this lip bonus," whatever he's after.
And he'll get it done.
Instacart. He will get it done. And I hate it if he just, you know, if nobody responds to the message. So I try to answer at least.
Well, that's nice. I don't. And then he'll be like, "Hey, asshole, I left a message in the group." And I was like, "Oh, man, you got to let me know." Because, I mean, not that I mean, I read all the texts, but if it's audio, sometimes I'll actually, because I have I upgraded to the Telegram Premium, and it will dictate the messages.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just don't want to listen to all of them. So no offense to anybody, but if you definitely tag me in a message, I will definitely go in there and listen to it. So.
Yeah. It's always fun though, talking in the Telegram group. I mean, a lot of it's rideshare or gig related, but a lot of it's not. A lot of it's just shooting the breeze about what's going on in our life, you know?
Yeah.
Or venting about one thing or another, or,
you know,
"Hey, I got disqualified from this app. Has anybody got any ideas what I can do?" Or anything like that. Bounce ideas off each other. It's just good to have people who know what you're going through that can relate to what you're talking about.
For sure.
Because you can come home and tell your family and they don't know what you're talking about. They've never done Uber. They've never done Instacart. They don't,
The only thing they want to hear is the nacho stories.
Exactly.
They'll laugh at that. They can relate to that, but
I've
been telling everybody that story because we're back to work and they're just, people are dying. Like, I can't believe that guy got in there with nachos.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah,
so crazy.
Yeah, the only thing my wife, she always asks if I saw any of my fans when I was out. That's what she always asks.
Yeah, you do so, every night.
On the weekends anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next week. And as always, don't put up with anyone's bullshit.
And we'll see you on the road.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night, everybody.
This podcast is produced and edited by Hey Guys Media Group. Want to start a podcast? Check out heyguysmediagroup.com.